World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Ekaterina Zolotova, writing for Geopolitical Futures, an analyst. She's in Moscow observing the Russian economy. 2022 was a surprise. Here in 2023, we've seen energy prices increase so much so that we can report right now that the price caps established by the G7 are no longer holding, that the demand for Russian energy continues, especially in new markets, India and China. And yet, what can go wrong and why? The first thing you indicate in your reporting, Ekaterina, is overheating. Is that what's happening to the ruble? Is that considered overheating?
Well, yes, all the economy and ruble as well, I consider it overheating. And a lot of experts and especially central bank are pointing to this. Of course, the government are trying to be more positive about this. And they say that right now the economy is getting into the growth. But there is some risk that this growth will not last long and there will be an overheating. The reason of this is the growing demand. And of course, the Russian economy, as we just told, is working on maximum. There is a very high production of different goods, of industrial goods, of goods for citizens. The supply is not enough to cover the demand. And Russia understands that it still needs to import. And with import, there are two major problems. First of all, it's very high ruble. Today and yesterday, the exchange rate was 100 rubles per dollar. This is very high level, I think, since March 2022, exactly when the sanctions were introduced. With a very weak ruble, it's very difficult to import a lot, as the import becomes simply very, very expensive. And the second thing that Russia could potentially face is the condition of economy of its major partners. Right now, Russia is majorly buying goods from China, from Turkey, both Turkish goods and both parallel import as well. Central Asia and, well, the rest of the friendly countries, as Russia says. And if their economy could face the crisis, or not crisis, or at least slowing down, for example, Turkey is not showing great results right now, as well as China is at risk as well. This could potentially affect the ability to export goods. And, of course, it could affect the ability to export goods to Russia. It means that the demand won't be met, even with supply and with additional import. And this could create a potential problem inside Russia. The inflation could be the inflation could start to increase. And from this, the problems will start. I mean, like face of crisis, or at least the recession may appear as well. So this is a very important moment, and the government and central bank are trying to observe very carefully the moment of overheating in Russian economy.
You report that China's share in Russian imports has grown to 34% from 25%. Can that go higher?
Well, potentially, yes. Right now, Russia and China are creating quite good relations. And exactly now, there is a forum, military forum, that is called Army 2023. And we know that the defense ministry, minister of China has arrived to Russia to visit this forum. And we are expecting the new contracts, the new trade, and the new deals with China, for sure. So Russia is expecting, and Russia is hoping, that the relations with China will continue, and they will continue to grow, for sure.
Finally, it is summertime, and people on holiday, traveling around in Russia, especially the young people. Is the mood buoyant or anxious about the future? This is anecdotal, not about statistics.
Well, not much, you know. It's definitely became anecdotal mostly. I've traveled to Russia this summer as well. And Of course, I note that some young people are still anxious. They still think about their future. But anyhow, all of these stories about very weak ruble and, I mean, very weak ruble in exchange rate and the sanctions story, they become mostly like anecdotal. People are enjoying their life. People are relaxing. A lot of people are spending their time, their summer vacation in, at the seashores in Sochi and in many other areas. It's totally full with people and very crowded.
Yes, there's work. There's lots of work. There are people fully employed. And the Russian economy has responded surprisingly over these last months of the conflict in Europe, the war in Ukraine. And the price of energy continues to climb here in midsummer. Katerina Zolotova, she is an analyst for geopolitical futures writing from Moscow. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.